If you listen, I'll sing you a sweet little song of a flower that's now drooped and dead. Yet dearer to me, yes, than all of her mates, though each holds aloft its proud head. 'Twas given to me by a girl that I know. Since we've met, faith, I've known no repose. She is dearer by far than the world's brightest star, and I call her my wild Irish rose. Aha! My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild. That I first met sweet Molly Malone, as she wheeled a wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. And sure it was no wonder, for her father and mother, they were fishmongers too. And they wheeled their barrows through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. No one could save her, and that's all I know of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels the barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
a spot in me heart which no calling may own. There is a depth in me song never sounded or known. There's a place in me memory, my life, that you fill. No other can take it, no one ever will. Sure, I love the dear silver that shines in your hair, and the brow that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care. I kiss the dear fingers so toil-worn for me. Oh, God bless you and keep you, Mother Macree. There's a tear in your eye, and I'm wondering why, for it never should be there at all. With such power in your smile, sure a stone you'd beguile, and so never a teardrop should fall. When your sweet lilting laughter's like some fairy song, and your eyes twinkle bright as can be, you should laugh all the while, and no other type smile. And now smile a smile for me. When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it is like a morning spring in the lilt of Irish laughter. Happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they'll steal your heart away. And lover I will till the day I die. But now across the green I'll go home with Bonnie Jean. Go home, go home, go home with Bonnie Jean. Go home, go home, home. Go home with Bonnie Jean. Murphy gave a party about a week ago. Everything was plentiful, the Murphys, they're not slow. They treated us like gentlemen, we tried to act the same. But only for what happened, well, it was an awful shame. Mrs. Murphy dished the chowder out and fainted on the spot. She found a pair of overalls in the bottom of the pot. To know him, he got a ripping mad, his eyes were bulging out. He climbed upon the piano and loudly he did shout, "Who threw the overalls in Mrs. Murphy's chowder?" Nobody spoke, so he shouted all the louder, "It's an Irish out the soup and laid them on the floor. Each man swore upon his life he'd not seen them before. They were plastered up with mortar, they were worn out at the knee. They'd had their many ups and downs, as you could plainly see. When Mrs. Murphy, she came to, she starts to cry and pout. She'd had them in the wash that day and forgot to take them out. Tim Nolan, he excused himself for what he said that night, but we put music to his words and sang with all our might.
Sleep in peace until you